You are a hot commodity, my fellow voters. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The analysts agree the key to which party prevails in tomorrow's election is one thing: turnout.
It's essentially a tie race. The dumbest and smartest thing said in politics is that it's all about turnout.
It's going to be a big test on Tuesday whose ground game is actually better.
Democrats and Republicans are in a race to turn out their voters, which is another way of saying this is not about trying to change anyone's mind or coming to a consensus on difficult issues. This is about selectively coaxing to the polls those reliable voters whose minds are already made up and whose votes are therefore predictable. And that's why elections get so expensive. Each party maintains voter lists, which use elaborate computer algorithms to identify by name who are the reliable party voters. And so by afternoon on Election Day, if you're a reliable partisan voter and you haven't voted yet, you'll very likely get a phone call urging you to vote and even offering you a ride. Getting votes by actually persuading people is a tough and uncertain business, which is why so much of the political process is about finding people whose minds are already made up and getting them to go to the polls or fill out the ballot that's been sitting on their kitchen table for 2 weeks. You'd like to think elections are for finding out what a majority of the population wants. But voting in the U.S. is not so much an election as a competitive harvest, as the parties gin up their machinery and head off into the fields to harvest their ripest voters. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.